I'm James Orby, and I am a swimmer. So I'm based in Loughborough, both when in lockdown and when not in lockdown. So, yeah, very fortunate to be in this community, this bubble almost. But yeah, the training in lockdown is slightly different now that we have a little bit more clarity with kind of the next 16 months going into the 2020 Olympic Games in 2021. We kind of have a bit of more of an idea in kind of how we want to manage ourselves and keep kind of just a good base level, not lose too much fitness, but then at the same not be chasing too much, so that when we get that opportunity to get back into the pool, whenever that may be, we're in a good place, and we're not kind of playing a massive game of catch up, but then at the same time we're not completely tired already. So we're like, oh gosh, we've got another 12 months of this to go. I mean, even when everything is normal, like we are incredibly, like, okay, Loughborough, absolutely incredibly fortunate and lucky to be in Loughborough. Loughborough's pool and gym is some of the best training facilities in the world. We're really lucky to be able to travel to different places on camps, like I say, when everything's normal. And one of the things that I always kind of say to myself when I'm there is like, I'm really looking forward to almost getting back. So now that we're in lockdown and it's kind of, the pool's not too far away from me, but I can't go. It's difficult, and we don't have swimming pools in our back gardens. And so it's kind of just a case of keeping up a good level of aerobic fitness, which I'm, personally doing on a bike, and then, good strength and conditioning sort of work. So that'd be with some weights that have been loaned to me, and then also, banded stuff and different things to kind of make sure that once I'm back in the pool, I've not become a cyclist, but at the same time, I've got a good level of fitness and have that sort of the small things, like we refer to it in swimming as like the catch. So we maintain that as best as possible, and that's kind of just the goal with as much land, all the land work that we have, with nothing in the water. Yeah, so the equipment, so I've been loaned a watt bike, and some a rack and a bar, and some really high quality weights. And we're really fortunate to be loaned things like that. So we've got kind of around us, in my particular setup, we've got people like British Swimming, EIS, English Institute of Sport, and Loughborough Sport. And so to have such big networks, three massive networks, potentially, I hope I'm not forgetting a network, but no, three big networks like that, like, it means that as soon as something happens, on a scale like this, I had that equipment either, on the way or here within, a couple of days of being, not able to swim. And so the support networks, even during normal times and during lockdown, like, it's amazing how fortunate we are to have those, because they are so important. And you see athletes on the TV at these big games or big events, it's like, oh, look at all the work they put in. It's like, well, actually, there's this whole massive group of people and stuff behind the scenes that have put in that work and enable us to be able to do what we do. And it's so good to have that now, because otherwise I would be completely lost in my garden, in my garage, not knowing what to do. Sorry, but so my main point of contact is obviously Dave, but Mel and Dave and all the team, because it is like a real team thing. Like, they're all constantly in contact. So we have a call once, maybe twice a week, and then that, there can be more individual calls. And they're fantastic for arranging different things, like the watt bikes. Mel was on like straight away. She got sorted, and her and a couple of the other guys in the group got that sorted, got a delivery effectively sorted. And a couple of days later, there's a two guys in a van at my front door, like, I've got a watt bike for you, type thing. And the keeping that constant communication is really key. So about 20 minutes before this call, I was on another call with Dave and just talking around how this week's gone so far, and then also just potential developments going forward. And it's as important as the communication we have on a regular basis when we're not in lockdown. But then it's also, super important for having, that person speaking to you over the phone. It's like, it's obvious that you know, we're not alone doing this, but it's like, really, you know, we're not alone. Like, there's someone there keeping checks on us, seeing how we're doing and making sure that everything's going all right and seeing how they can help us more. So I've got, obviously, you know, my training bits and pieces to be getting on with. But then I've just under a year ago moved into sort of my house that I'm in, my house that I'm in now. And so I'm occupying myself with a lot of DIY projects, to be honest. So I'm building things, taking a bit of woodworking on and seeing how that goes. And yeah, then bits of pieces in the garden I'm planning on doing, and just general stuff around the house, which is very grown up stuff to be doing, and makes me feel a bit old. But I'm just really enjoying it, and it's something new every day. Or next week I'll be like, oh, do you know what? I quite fancy doing this, and it just helps keep the mind ticking over, because previously I had swimming and university about a year ago, and now having very little swimming. I need something else, and so that's filling the gap really nicely. Maybe one thing. I mean, I've seen a couple of the improvised equipment bits and pieces going around on social media, and I'm like, that's quite impressive. And actually I saw it a couple of days ago, and I had to share it. I shared it, and it was Ben Proud, who's based in Turkey normally, but he's back home and obviously on lockdown, and he's made a bar, and he's effectively made it out of pouring cement into like plant pots and then putting a pole and letting it set and then flipping it over and doing the same. And I was like, that's the undisputed champion right there. That is so improvised. But no, the only thing that I've done personally, because I've been so fortunate to receive equipment, is I've improvised myself a bench to work with the bar. And so effectively improvised a bench press with some solid, oak planks and, some good bricks and supports and whatnot, and it took a bit of testing and improving to make sure it gets vetted by my S&C coach, but I think he'll let me use it a little bit. But yeah, that's about as improvised as I got. When the news came out, official, they're online or in the papers about the Olympics having postponed until the next year, like a full year postponement. To be honest, by that point, I kind of got to the point where that was relief. So it became pretty obvious a little while before the IOC made any sort of announcement around delays or postponements or whatever. It became pretty obvious that they were going to be compromised. It was like nothing I could control. And so I didn't let myself get bugged by it too much. But as soon as they announced it a full year, that's probably the best we could have hoped for. A shorter postponement would have meant that the season as such would have still been affected, because we're not training now. That would have been difficult to kind of work and train towards. So the relief was there, definitely. And having that clarity around what the next 16 months or so looks like. Now it's like, there is potential gains to be made, and the gains to be made now are not really gains. They're kind of just maintaining, because there's going to be the people who are complete shutdown, or shut down for too long, or go too hard. And it's kind of a weird one where the best thing to do now, we think, is to maintain and stay steady, because there's no season on a normal day-to-day on a normal schedule, there's no season that runs for longer than 12 months. And so to go hard now may compromise us in the future. And so just maintaining is the best way to make gains as such. If that makes sense. Coming out of this, just in a good shape. I mean, we have like fitness and body composition and all this sort of stuff, like goals and targets and like regions we want to be working within when we're in normal training. Coming out of all this and being able to get back in the pool and having, good level of fitness, good body composition, and like a real, I can see the path back to complete normality. That's kind of what I want. That would be my goal. But if I get back and, back in the pool and I'm just miles away, then that might become a little bit stressful. So yeah, just being in a good place once we get back in the water, and having the ability to bounce straight back into it. And so that come, let's say 12 months from now, where we're really coming into the final stretch towards the Olympic Games, everything is absolutely, you know, as we would want it to be. That's kind of the goal. That's for me, the goal. Right. Okay. I was going to say, right. Well, my favorite home workout, because obviously we're quite programmed. My favorite one is honestly just is the weights and stuff that I'm able to do, like the strength based stuff, even if that's body weight stuff in the garage, because there's something very sort of back to the roots about it for me. And, you know, I really enjoy doing that because it makes me realize how fortunate we are when we're actually able to get back into gyms. But yeah, that, and then probably the other one that I'd recommend is, and completely, you know, yeah, brand all aside, but the Nike training app is absolutely fantastic. And so for anyone out there, that is something that I've kind of realized, you know, in normal day to day, I'd be like, don't need that. But the workouts and stuff that are available on there are actually quite good for the average person who hasn't got access to great amounts of equipment. And so I've kind of been relying on a couple of those sort of like video type things for, you know, yoga or flexibility or, you know, other stuff like that. So yeah, that's probably my recommendations.